Part 1.
听下面十段材料，每段材料后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。听完每段材料后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段材料仅读一遍。
1. Hello, Amy. Could I use your camera now?
I'm sorry, but it is being repaired in the shop.
2. I'm tired of endless homework, and I want to relax myself this Sunday.
Why not go out for a picnic with us this Sunday?
3. When will we go to Beijing for the trade talk, Mary?
It's due to September 1st, but there is something special to deal with. We will have to delay 5 days.
4. Why are you so upset, Lisa?
I hate others gossiping about my friend and me. They say the boy and me are in love, but in fact, we are only friends.
5. I'll choose 9 subjects this term, including IT and painting.
I don't think so. I don't like painting.
6. What are you doing, Anne?
Oh, I'm playing with my best friend Puppy. My mother bought it for me last year. It is very smart.
7. Aha! What are you doing here, Lisa?
I've just seen my friend Xiao Dong off. He would go to Beijing.
8. What about going outing this weekend?
Quite sorry. I will have an important interview with a famous person this weekend.
9. There is an earthquake in that city. I don't want to go there for holidays this summer.
Neither do I.
10. Hi. Where did you go yesterday, Anne? I called you 3 times, but no reply.
Hi, Margot. I'm very sorry. I went to Jane's birthday party and I didn't hear your call.
2.
听下面六段材料，每段材料后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。听每段材料前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段材料读2遍。听第一段材料，完成第1至3小题。
Hello, 688-3378.
Hello, could I speak to Anne?
I'm sorry, she's out. She's at the cinema at the moment.
Is that Mary speaking?
Yes, this is Mary, her friend. Do you have anything important to tell Anne? Can I take a message for her?
Sure, this is George. We're going to have a picnic next weekend. Please ask her to bring some delicious food.
Okay, I'll leave the message on her desk.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hello, 688-3378.
Hello, could I speak to Anne?
I'm sorry, she's out. She's at the cinema at the moment.
Is that Mary speaking?
Yes, this is Mary, her friend. Do you have anything important to tell Anne? Can I take a message for her?
Sure, this is George. We're going to have a picnic next weekend. Please ask her to bring some delicious food.
Okay, I'll leave the message on her desk.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
听第二段材料，完成第46小题。
Annie, some friends of mine have just moved out of this flat. It might be just you. Margot and Jessica are looking for. 3 bedrooms are in a very quiet location.
Well, that's important. I can't stand any noise. What's the cost?
About totally $120 a month, I suppose. Rather a strict landlady, but she keeps the house perfect and the flat is beautifully decorated.
Where is it?
5 minutes bus ride from the school, near Margot's college. There's a bus stop just outside the school. Let me know quickly if you wish for it, or it'll be taken. Annie, some friends of mine have just moved out of this flat. It might be just you. Margot and Jessica are looking for. 3 bedrooms are in a very quiet location.
Well, that's important. I can't stand any noise. What's the cost?
About totally $120 a month, I suppose. Rather a strict landlady, but she keeps the house perfect and the flat is beautifully decorated.
Where is it?
5 minutes bus ride from the school, near Margot's college. There's a bus stop just outside the school. Let me know quickly if you wish for it, or it'll be taken.
听第三段材料，完成第79小题。
And look, the two passengers are coming from the plane, and there's Xiao Hui.
Which one?
The tall one at the door.
The one with suitcase?
No, the one with the package under her arm.
Oh, yes, that's Xiao Hui.
Let's go and see her.
Okay.
Anne, look, the two passengers are coming from the plane and there's Xiao Hui.
Which one?
The tall one at the door.
The one with suitcase?
No, the one with the package under her arm.
Oh, yes, that's Xiao Hui.
Let's go and see her.
Okay.
听第四段材料，完成第十至十二小题。
Do you have plans for your holidays?
Yes, I'll go back to my hometown.
To see your grandparents?
Yes, and also do some farming for them.
You mean you know how to farm?
Yes, I did that every summer during the holidays. What about you?
I haven't made up my mind yet. Can I go there with you? I haven't done any farming before. I'd like to learn to do some farming.
Sure, my grandparents would be very happy to see you.
Are you sure?
Certainly. They are very kind.
Do you have plans for your holidays?
Yes, I'll go back to my hometown.
To see your grandparents?
Yes, and also do some farming for them.
You mean you know how to farm?
Yes, I did that every summer during the holidays. What about you?
I haven't made up my mind yet. Can I go there with you? I haven't done any farming before. I'd like to learn to do some farming.
Sure. My grandparents would be very happy to see you.
Are you sure?
Certainly. They are very kind.
听第五段材料，完成第十三至十六小题。
Where are you going to spend the Mid-Autumn Festival this year, Anne?
In the hometown of George's Chinese friend. What about you, Tim?
In Guangzhou. And my brother will come from the US with his family and stay with us. I hear George went to live in Shanghai before he went to college. So will you go there?
Yes, George's parents are still living there and will be married there. Your brother's name is Bob, isn't it?
Yes.I hear George is well in contact with his Chinese friend. Is that right?
Yes, and that's why we go to his friend's hometown to spend the Mid-Autumn Festival every year. I remember you went to Beijing for a festival last year, didn't you?
Yes. By the way, will your sisters come back for the Mid-Autumn Festival?
No, but they will ask for leave 2 weeks later to go for an outing. When will your parents return from Shenzhen?
They will stay there until next spring. Where are you going to spend the Mid-Autumn Festival this year, Anne?
In the hometown of George's Chinese friend. What about you, Tim?
In Guangzhou. And my brother will come from the US with his family and stay with us. I hear George went to live in Shanghai before he went to college. So will you go there?
Yes, George's parents are still living there and will be married there. Your brother's name is Bob, isn't it?
Yes, I hear George is well in contact with his Chinese friend. Is that right?
Yes, and that's why we go to his friend's hometown to spend the Mid-Autumn Festival every year. I remember you went to Beijing for a festival last year, didn't you?
Yes. By the way, will your sisters come back for the Mid-Autumn Festival?
No, but they will ask for leave 2 weeks later to go for an outing. When will your parents return from Shenzhen?
They will stay there until next spring.
听第六段材料，完成第十七至二十小题。
Hello.
Hi, Anne. This is Bob.
Hi, Bob. How have you been doing?
To tell the truth, I'm very worried about our final examinations next month. I can't sleep well.
I'm sorry for that. I went through the same thing last year.
That's exactly why I'm calling you. Do you have any advice for dealing with anxiety?
Well, last year the teacher offered a lesson about it. Have you been in contact with the teacher?
No, I haven't had any time.
Funny, isn't it? Just when students need help the most, we can't afford time to get it.
Well, perhaps I should turn to the teacher.
I suggest you call the teacher tomorrow. She may give you some tips.
Thank you, Anne. I'll let you know how it goes.
Good luck, and have a good night's sleep.
That's easier said than done.
Hello.
Hi, Anne. This is Bob.
Hi, Bob. How have you been doing?
To tell the truth, I'm very worried about our final examinations next month. I can't sleep well.
I'm sorry for that. I went through the same thing last year.
That's exactly why I'm calling you. Do you have any advice for dealing with anxiety?
Well, last year the teacher offered a lesson about it. Have you been in contact with the teacher?
No, I haven't had any time.
Funny, isn't it? Just when students need help the most, we can't afford time to get it.
Well, perhaps I should turn to the teacher.
I suggest you call the teacher tomorrow. She may give you some tips.
Thank you, Anne. I'll let you know how it goes.
Good luck, and have a good night's sleep.
That's easier said than done. Part 3.
第一节，听下面五段材料，每段材料后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。听完每段材料后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段材料仅读一遍。
1. How are you doing at Jinan University, Mary?
All right, Dad. Please give my regards to Mom.
2. Hi, Anne. What are you doing here?
Hi, Mike. In order to catch up with others in my studies, I have been going over my lessons.
3. I hear another mud rock flow has happened in Gansu province.
Yes. The people there are suffering from great loss.
4. How were you injured, Xiaomei?
Seeing I was passing by, the naughty boy held out his leg and I fell down onto the ground.
5. Hello, this is Tim speaking.
Hi, Tim. Please inform Margo that there will be an important conference tomorrow morning. He should get to the meeting room before 7:45, and the conference begins at 8.
第二节听下面五段材料，每段材料后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。 听每段材料前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段材料读两遍。听第一段材料，完成第六至七小题。
Mike, it's almost 11. It's time to go to bed.
I know, Mum, but I haven't finished my composition.
You've been doing it almost 2 hours. But you can leave the rest till tomorrow.
No, Mum, we're going on an outing tomorrow morning, and we won't be back until late afternoon. I'll be too tired to do anything then.
How many of you are going? Will your teacher be with you?
There are 8 of us, 5 boys and 3 girls.
Mike, it's almost 11. It's time to go to bed.
I know, Mum, but I haven't finished my composition.
You've been doing it almost 2 hours. But you can leave the rest till tomorrow.
No, Mum, we're going on an outing tomorrow morning, and we won't be back until late afternoon. I'll be too tired to do anything then.
How many of you are going? Will your teacher be with you?
There are 8 of us, 5 boys and 3 girls.
听第二段材料，完成第八至九小题。
Welcome to our museum, Mr. Wong. So this is the picture you have drawn for us? How beautiful!
I'm glad you like it.Well, as soon as I received the invitation to the celebration of your museum, I planned to give you an old picture, but then I decided to draw a new one.
Thanks.
But I do hope you won't throw it away immediately. The celebration is over.
We certainly won't. We'll put it away after that.
That will be good. By the way, have you invited John Brown?
Yes. I hear you and Mr. Brown know each other very well.
Yes, we were in the same class when we were in middle school, but we went to different universities.
And now you are in the same city again. Welcome to our museum, Mr. Wong. So this is the picture you have drawn for us? How beautiful!
I'm glad you like it. Well, as soon as I received the invitation to the celebration of your museum, I planned to give you an old picture.But then I decided to draw a new one.
Thanks.
But I do hope you won't throw it away immediately. The celebration is over.
We certainly won't. We'll put it away after that.
That will be good. By the way, have you invited John Brown?
Yes. I hear you and Mr. Brown know each other very well.
Yes, we were in the same class when we were in middle school, but we went to different universities.
And now you are in the same city again.
听第三段材料，完成第十至十二小题。
Excuse me, my seat is next to yours.
Are you also taking this flight to Hainan Island?
Yes. Are you going to Hainan Island for the development of tourism?
No. I'm going there to see my son. He is a soldier. And what about you there?
I'll study marine species on Hainan Island over the coming 2 years.
That's wonderful. Hainan Island is quite rich in marine resources. Is this your first trip there?
Yes. Actually, this is my first trip by air so far. That's why I am a bit nervous.
Well, relax, please. There's nothing to worry about.
Excuse me, my seat is next to yours.
Are you also taking this flight to Hainan Island?
Yes. Are you going to Hainan Island for the development of tourism?
No, I'm going there to see my son. He is a soldier. And what about you there?
I'll study marine species on Hainan Island over the coming 2 years.
That's wonderful. Hainan Island is quite rich in marine resources. Is this your first trip there?
Yes. Actually, this is my first trip by air so far. That's why I am a bit nervous.
Well, relax, please. There's nothing to worry about. Hello, Mr. Liu.
Hi, Lisa. What makes you so upset?
I'm having some trouble with my classmates at the moment.
You are always getting well with your classmates, aren't you?
Yes, but recently they are gossiping about me because I am going over lessons with a boy in my class. They say we have fallen in love, which makes me very angry. Could you give me some advice?
How do you find this boy?
Excellent. I don't want to end our friendship in such a way, and we have no faults.
As for me, it's not clear to say how emotion will get on, and it's common what you see is not what it is in fact. So you'd better leave him for a while to avoid being harmed. It's good for you and him, even for all the people.
That sounds quite good, I think. I can't agree any more. Thank you, Mr. Liu. Hello, Mr. Liu.
Hi, Lisa. What makes you so upset?
I'm having some trouble with my classmates at the moment.
You are always getting well with your classmates, aren't you?
Yes, but recently they are gossiping about me because I am going over lessons with a boy in my class. They say we have fallen in love, which makes me very angry. Could you give me some advice?
How do you find this boy?
Excellent. I don't want to end our friendship in such a way, and we have no faults.
As for me, it's not clear to say how emotion will get on, and it's common what you see is not what it is in fact. So you'd better leave him for a while to avoid being harmed. It's good for you and him, even for all the people.
That sounds quite good, I think. I can't agree any more. Thank you, Mr. Liu.
Good
morning. Miss Wong's secretary.
Good morning. May I speak to Miss Wong, please?
I'm sorry. She's in conference at the moment. Do you want to leave a message?
Yes, all right. Can you tell her that Mr. Johnson called and tell her that the party in honor of our old friend Wang Quan's arrival is on Thursday next week at 2 p.m.?
Okay. Is there anything else?
Yes. Could she phone to confirm today if she can come on time?
Yes, and what number is it?
808-3677, extension 877.
Good, I've got it. I'll get the message to her as soon as possible.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good morning, Miss Wong's secretary.
Good morning. May I speak to Miss Wong, please?
I'm sorry. She's in conference at the moment. Do you want to leave a message?
Yes, all right. Can you tell her that Mr. Johnson called and tell her that the party in honor of our old friend Wang Quinn's arrival is on Thursday next week at 2 p.m.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Yes. Could she phone to confirm today if she can come on time?
Yes. And what number is it?
808-3677, extension 877.
Good. I've got it. I'll get the message to her as soon as possible.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.